Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Attention all theater lovers, this Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Gosh, what a huge disaster, and everybody knew it. I had one job to master, and I completely blew it. I was so darn certain that I got this, but I'm not this, not yet. Who would have thought how far from getting this I could get?
Hello and welcome back to Patreon with Cheese. I am joined by a person I run into every now and then. Like, I see them occasionally. It's Elizabeth Esten!
Hello! Yeah, we live right near each other. We're neighbors.
Yeah, I mean, I bump into you every now and then. We don't really talk. We just kind of do the white people face.
Yeah, the awkward, like, meh smile. Like, hey, you exist.
Yeah, we gotta address each other's existence and then move on with our lives. Yeah. So Tangled the series. We've got 3-ish episodes because one of them is a two-parter, but we didn't want to break up the two-parter. What are we, kind of crazy folks? But the first one, The Way of the Willow, has special guest star Jane Krakowski as the sister of Julie Bowen's Queen Ariana.
It's finally returned.
Yeah. We've been focusing on Clancy Brown, King Frederick for a while.
Clancy Brown, King Dummy. Yeah.
King Dummy Thick.
Yeah, I mean.
All right, what happens in this episode?
So it's Queen Julie Bowen's birthday, and there's a special, like, thing going on in nature. I forgot what it was called.
Yeah, it's something that happens every 9 years.
Yeah, apparently it only happens every once in a while. And it happens to be happening the first year she's celebrating her birthday with her long-lost daughter. How convenient!
I mean, that's fine. Like,
I'm just kidding around.
I get it. It's like her first birthday with her daughter. She wants to show her something that's special to her.
Yeah.
But who comes in? It's her annoying little sister, Willow.
Oh, Willow.
Isn't it like Wilhelmina? Like the
full
name?
Wilhelmina or something. Yeah. Something hippie-ish. Also, she doesn't wear shoes.
Just like we got a close-up of their feet together.
It's the first time in a while we've had feet close-ups, so I'm very thankful it took this long.
Yeah. So if I were to make a live action movie, casting Julie Bowen and Jane Krakowski as sisters, like, going on a road trip sounds like a home run idea to me.
100%.
Like, I can already see the poster. It's great.
Oh yeah, it's just weird. Like, Jane Krakowski's character has brown hair in this, and I know she's an animated character, so like, yeah, it's not her actual hair color, but every Jane Krakowski thing I've seen her, she's blonde and a little bit dumb, which is what Willow is, but she's brunette and a little bit dumb.
Well, no one else can be blonde except for Rapunzel.
Yeah, that's true. It's a branding thing. But I'm just seeing Jane Krakowski as a blonde. It took me 5 solid minutes to put them together as a character.
I did too. It was until the end I'm like, oh yeah, that's Jane Krakowski because of the hair.
Yeah, I was like, the hair is throwing me off. Like, I just think of Jenna Maroney saying muffin top when I hear her talk at this point. So,
what do you think of Jane Krakowski as an actress?
I love Jane Krakowski. I watched 30 Rock a long time ago. And I know 30 Rock has a lot of issues. I fully acknowledge it. I'm not saying it's a perfect show, but it's one of the first shows that inspired me to pursue a life in media. So it did a lot to change my life.
I get that. And also, I forgot that this isn't even our first time talking about Jane Krakowski on the Patreon with Cheese.
Wait, what else was she in?
Do you not remember?
No.
Schmigadoon!
Oh, I forgot she was in Schmigadoon for 2 seconds. And we complained she wasn't in long enough.
Like, she shows up, like, tries to cuck, what's her name from SNL?
Leslie Strong.
And is like, oh, so I'm a Nazi, and then drives off into the sunset.
That's that kind of Jane Krakowski thing.
Yeah, I loved her in that. She basically has the same vibe here where she's showing up, throwing chaos, and then leaving.
Yeah. I think I do remember the shooting a dude thing is we recorded the final episode and 2 days later you texted me all cap saying they forgot to mention the leprechaun. I'm really mad now.
Yeah, we just saw the leprechaun in the first episode. Martin Short, leprechaun never shows up again.
This was like days after we recorded it. It was out by this point. I was just like, they didn't forget to mention that. You know, I like Jane Krakowski. She's very talented. Yeah. I haven't seen a lot of her theatrical work, I will admit.
I was about to ask about that.
I have not. I've seen a little bit of She Loves Me because I had to watch a news story about Jane Krakowski that include clips of it. So
she's so good and She Loves Me. Like, the way she moves her body is incredible. Like, on TV, you get a vibe for like, oh yeah, she's talented. My God, she is all legs. And you, she's like the reverse engineer of Kristen Chenoweth.
Kristen Chenoweth's so small.
And Jane Krakowski is just legs for days. And then she can put them above her head and stuff. Like, if you've ever seen her in Nine, it might be the most arousing thing ever put on stage.
Yeah, I should look into that.
Yeah, it could turn you finally fully gay. It might do it. Might soak up like a sponge the last dribs of your heterosexuality.
I mean, who knows what I am?
I have that same feeling. I feel like that's the new vibe where no one knows if they're gay or not.
Yeah. You see a beautiful woman or a man, you're just like, I'm compelled.
No, if I see a man or a woman or a they, them, that is just kind to me. It's like,
yeah,
I'm compelled.
I respect you so much.
I respect you, and therefore like I find you attractive.
There was a recent SNL sketch where A.D. Bryant was like, I played a lot of teachers, so SNL let me write this sketch about how I'm a sexy woman, and Oscar Isaac was hosting that week.
Yeah.
And there's a part where it's just like Oscar, A.D. Bryant tells Oscar Isaac to sit on her lap, and Oscar Isaac sits on her lap, like, ooh, I have a big, cool boner right now, because I respect you so much. I'm just like, someone tell me that. I'm kidding.
A big, huge boner right now.
Also, another line in that sketch is one of the best lines in it, as a recency, is you're the most under 35 person I've ever met. And Oscar Isaac doesn't crack at any point. He's doing the weirdest accent. Look it up. It's called 80s Dream. It's wonderful.
Speaking of Oscar Isaac doing a weird accent, Moon Knight. God.
Oh, I haven't seen Moon Knight.
But have you heard his accent?
No. I haven't watched any clip from Moon Knight. I know. I have a ginormous, ginormous crush on Oscar Isaac. He's my celebrity husband. But I have not seen Moon Knight.
He was my first choice as Batman when Ben
Affleck. Batman was in production?
Yeah, when I was like, you know what? I think it's time for Oscar Isaac. I think he'd be a good Batman. And obviously they went in a whole different direction. But I still think my casting would have worked.
We got emo boy Batman, who I just want to hug.
That comes on HBO Max on Monday.
Yeah, if only it wasn't 3 hours.
That's a downer.
Too many endings.
I had to pee Same. Really bad, and then the ending happened and there's so much water.
The last 20 minutes of the movie was me squirming.
Why did you do this, Matt Reeves? You evil person
so badly, guys.
You knew what you did to us.
And my boyfriend looks at me and he's just like, are you okay? And I'm just like, you know what's wrong. Yeah. As soon as the movie's over, like, do you have to go to the bathroom? And I was just like, yes. And I ran.
Gotta go bathroom.
I gotta go. I have the bladder of a squirrel.
Can't disagree with
that. I split a water with a person. It wasn't even me drinking a large drink by myself.
All right. So back to Tangled. This episode is just run of the mill. Learn your lesson. Your sister's going to annoy the fuck out of you. And sometimes that's how it goes.
Yeah. I have an older sister, so I get that.
It broke my heart when Rapunzel invited her on the trip with them. Like, it really did. I felt bad for Julie Bowen.
Yeah. You know, like, Julie Bowen has been super present, but like, her character in this is really good. Like, I liked how she played it.
Yeah. And
so. Also, not to mention the annoying animal that's in this episode.
The gremlin.
No, it's called the umlauts or something, which I think is a umlaut. Grammar thing.
So. Umlaut.
Umlaut.
Either way, it's a gremlin ripoff. If you take away its rattle, it'll become a bunch of
It'll
them.
Multiply itself.
Yeah.
It's a gremlin.
But you know who barely is in this episode?
King Clancy Brown?
No, he's kind of in it.
That's true. Eugene and Cassandra are barely here. No, Eugene's on the camping trip.
Yeah, he's
Cassandra.
On the camping trip.
Where
Cassandra.
Did she go?
Yeah, she's just not appearing in this episode.
Cassandra's disappeared. Yeah, he was just in the last two episodes either.
Yeah, I guess Eden Espinosa was busy or something.
No idea. I don't know what Eden Espinosa was up to back in 2016 when this was recorded, presumably. So.
Yeah, good episode. I liked the King Cansey Brown, who talks to the Ulot at one point. He's like, or no, talks to Pascal. He's like, I knew this trip was a bad idea.
And Pascal's like, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
And then Strongbow's just like, can I steal your stuff?
Yeah.
Strongbow is still here, by the way.
Yeah, I am impressed at how consistent they've been with like the B characters continuing to exist in the world.
Every time Strongbow shows up, I'm just like, wait, I thought he was a guest. Oh, wait, I guess he's a character now. Okay.
Yeah, he showed up, like, and he's just always here now. Great.
He's just here.
Honestly, he has more sexual tension with Eugene than Rapunzel does.
Everyone has more sexual tension with Eugene.
Like, Rapunzel and Eugene really give me sibling energy.
Like, there's a part in the next episode where he's like, I'm sending the woman I love out into danger. And I'm like, do you love him?
Yeah, I mean, we saw the first movie. They have to be in honestly, they have a Cathany vibe between what's her name, Cassandra and Flynn. And
yeah.
they should just lean into that. I ship those two. Honestly, I do too.
I ship them. Like, there's probably a ton of fan fiction about those two, but it's mostly Cassandra and Varian from what I've looked up. So
yeah, Varian, fuck Varian.
Fucking Varian. He's also here in the next episode, but we're not there yet.
Let's talk about the next episode. I feel like we summed this one up. All right.
Yeah. All right. This is called
no
Queen
song.
For a Day.
So this is a two-parter with a lot of songs.
Yeah, two.
Hey, more than we've got before.
That's a lot for the show.
And don't we have a reprise?
Do we? Yeah, there's a reprise at the end. Yeah.
Okay.
There is. Jeremy Jordan sings. It's a miracle.
We love his singing voice.
So
what do we got?
So Rapunzel's parents are going out to a ski resort or something for their anniversary. And Rapunzel is in charge. So she has to be queen for a couple days. And Eugene's excited because he's basically the king for a couple days. Which is not true because that's not how royal lineages work. You need to be married. But anyway.
And even then, you don't get to be king. Like, Prince Philip never got to be king.
No, you'd be like Prince Consort or something. You'd be a consultant for the royal family. You're not a member of the family fully.
Yeah,
you'd
barely
have to be
even
blood
get a
related. Like, it's complicated, Eugene. But anyway, Rapunzel's queen for a day, and she's very overwhelmed. But then she sings a song saying that she's got this. But then she messes up a little bit, which happens to the best of us.
Yeah, she didn't even mess up real hardcore.
No, it was just little stuff. Like, the cats are overfed. Like, and the sheep are now confused. Just put some name tags on your sheep. That's what people do in the world. It's not hard, Kingdom of Corona.
Yeah.
Anyway,
it's not like
meanwhile,
you got a virus that are overtaking.
Meanwhile, you remember those evil rocks from the pilot?
Yeah, they're back.
They're back.
It's like Varian.
They're taking over old Corona because Varian is like trying to fix it. And his dad, who's played by Jonathan Banks for some reason, I don't know why. I looked it up at IMDb and I was legitimately confused. So,
Wait, what were you confused by? You broke up a little bit.
Jonathan Banks being in this.
Oh yeah, he's just there. He's handsome.
He's a semi-handsome dad. So he goes to the kingdom. And he's like, instead of saying there's rocks taking over old beer kingdom, trying not to say the name of the goddamn area. It's really hard.
And
they say it so much.
Yeah. And then he and Varian go to the king to like, hey, and then he tells a lie for some reason. Like,
yeah,
no,
like,
everything's great.
We have a lot of crops. Can I have more land? The king is like, yeah. And then Varian comes back in the middle of a giant mythical snowstorm, which was created by magic or something.
Yeah, even like, I mean, I like the moment where Rapunzel's like, I've never seen snow in person before. Because, yeah, that makes sense.
She hasn't. She's been in a tower for 18 years.
I get that. That makes sense. So she's like, we're going to have a snow day today. And then she also is like, you know what? Everyone should go home and be safe and stay warm. You know, responsible ruler things.
And then Eugene tries to decree something and everyone ignores him because Eugene is dumb.
Has no lineage power.
He has no power. Also, this is a weird thing to say, but I love their winter outfits. They're all very cute. I love how Eugene has like the flop over hat. Like most people have the big flop over hats. I like those.
But also just people are there. Strongbow is also there. Like
Strongbow's here. He's still here.
Cassandra is back for a little bit.
Cassandra has like three lines, just saying a lot considering she has, and she sings.
Yeah.
She sings like two lines.
She's here.
Cassandra's back.
Because you can't have Varian back and not have Cassandra back. Exactly. You know,
even though they have no scenes together. I'm sure there's still fan fiction about that episode where there's a scene where they meet up somehow.
And he tongue punches her fart box.
Probably. Fanfic rule 34, everybody.
Yeah, where's our fanfiction? Aren't you supposed to be writing it, patrons?
Just someone write Tangled Lady Kate and Jess fanfiction.
And then Liz is also there, very Cassandra style.
I'm present. And then Pascal shows up and annoys Jess because he hates Pascal, and I like Pascal.
Pascal's a murderer.
I like Pascal.
Just let that go.
I don't care if he's a murderer. He only killed a snake.
He killed a woman.
Who did he kill? Oh, Mother Gothel, right? Yeah. She deserved to die.
A lot of folks deserve to die.
She deserved to die. She was being evil and trapped, kidnapped a baby, remember?
She didn't want to kidnap the baby. She just wanted the hair.
But she kidnapped a baby.
I guess.
I know she's voiced by Donna Murphy, and it's canceling out that she's evil for you, but remember, she's evil.
She's also really hot, too.
Yeah, she has one of the best villain songs in Disney history.
Yeah. Mommy, sorry, mommy. Sorry.
Mother knows mommy. Best. Don't make it a mommy song.
Mommy knows best.
Oh, God, no.
Get the mommy milkers out, Donna Murphy.
Donna Murphy, I'm sorry. You're not listening to this at all. But...
No, she's definitely on the Patreon. Come on, she's at the $20 level.
Oh, really? Why has she been on your show?
Oh, she just doesn't want the attention, you know?
She's staying underground. I wonder what her secret Discord name. Not Donna Murphy.
I'm Donna Murphy Stan.
Donna Murphy Stan. She has a fan account that's just a picture of herself.
And then you try to image trace the image of Donna Murphy, and it literally has no recollection, so it had to have been taken that day by her.
He took it fresh. This is a weird fanfiction to write. Donna Murphy is a page.
Just Donna Murphy having her own stand page.
Maybe Laura Bonatti's also a patron and we don't know. Who knows?
No, she wouldn't. She wouldn't
I'm
be.
Kidding.
Donna Murphy, maybe, but come on.
She's too busy being on The Gilded Age, which is a show that exists.
Yeah. Maybe we'll do that after this.
Oh, God.
They're promising more Tonya-nominated people
Jess,
in the next season.
Jess, do you want to cause me pain?
You haven't watched it yet.
I know, but I hate these types of shows.
Yeah, did you have to do press for it and act like you loved it?
That's true. You had to act like you loved it.
That was.
This is never going out in public.
No, watch me do it. Watch me go out in public. Like, it'll be a year or two from now. So people will be like, what was the Gilded Age?
Everyone forgot.
Either way, Max tries to save the king and queen, but their cage, cradle, whatever the fuck is called.
The carriage. Their
goes
carriage.
Tumbly-dumbly off the fucking way.
And then it falls flat onto part of a snowbank somehow, and they're fine, except for the king has like a fucked up ankle.
Yeah.
Pretty good. There's a lot of tenseness in this episode. Like, I know everyone's gonna live because
it's yeah.
a cartoon.
This is a better sequel to Tangled than Frozen 2 is a sequel to Frozen.
This is such a good sequel to Frozen 2.
This is just a better sequel to Frozen, but we can just say that Elsa did this.
This is Elsa's fault. Elsa yeah. caused this.
What if this is just the repercussions of her doing what she did in her town, Arendelle?
That's true. They do exist in the same universe.
Yeah, because she was at the wedding with
Tangled,
Eugene.
Eugene and Rapunzel are at the wedding.
But then that adds even more complications because she had her short hair then. When did it happen?
Look, the timeline of the Tangled series makes no sense. It's fine.
Wait, is this just like what happens when Elsa's on her menstrual cycle and just kind of spits out her
No,
frozen?
No, that's not how that works. Can't confirm.
Oh, so you have frozen powers and also...
I don't, but I am I'm a cisgendered woman, so I can't confirm it is not how the menstrual cycle works.
I'm just saying, like, her emotions get all out of whack, and then she's like,
they do. fire. By the end of Frozen 1, it's all in control. In Frozen 2, it's only out of control at times, I think. I haven't seen Frozen 2. It looked boring.
So. It is boring. It's a film. I know our good friend Hex loves Frozen 2.
Yeah, Hex does love Frozen 2.
It is a terrible film that I, as an adult who has watched it 3 times, still do not understand. However, I don't understand how they expected children to get it.
I get why people like it. Like, I get why people like Hex and various other people like it. I get it. People are compelled by the characters and stuff. But, like, I was semi-compelled by Frozen, but not enough to want a sequel.
I see. I think a sequel was necessary in a way because I want Elsa to have a girlfriend. And then
I only want Elsa to have a girlfriend. That's why I wanted a sequel. I wanted a lesbian love story in an animated Disney musical. But I don't think it's ever going to happen. So
not this week.
Not now. Maybe in a couple years.
Mm-hmm. We'll see. So now Rapunzel has to decide what should she do about everything going on.
Yeah, there's a giant snowstorm. Their parents are missing. Varian is like, I have a crisis.
And she's like, I make a promise that I will help you through this crisis.
Bitch, no.
Yeah.
That's basically the scene. It's just like, I will help you. You need to help me. I'm a little busy, Varian.
I think you're like 12.
I don't know how old you are, Varian. So.
Or he's just short. He's a short kid.
I don't know how old Varian is. He's an ageless being, Varian.
Yeah. So he's definitely in love with Cassandra.
Also, Varian's dad is currently being encased in these magical rocks.
Yep, because.
As this is happening.
Yeah.
And he's writing a note to his son.
His fault.
Which gets encased in the magical rocks.
So, it's Varian's fault. He did it. It was his fault.
Yeah, Varian caused a chemical reaction to encase his own father.
Yeah.
Because he's doing alchemy. I mean science. I mean magic. I mean, where the fuck Varian is.
Yeah. So, plot. Villain origin story. We'll get back to that later. Flynn and all our ragtag bunch of freaks go out to try to save the king and queen. And they do, basically.
Yeah, they save him pretty smoothly.
Yeah, it was surprisingly little speed bumps going in there.
Yeah, Clancy Brown nearly dies because he, like, slips.
Yeah, but no one really thought he was going to die.
No one's going to die. But I just wish there was, like, a scene at the end where, like, the king goes up to Eugene and is like, thank you for saving me. No, and like, maybe like, hey, if you ever want to marry my daughter, you should go for it.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFF's creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFF's the original new musical from Shayna Taub is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Like stuff something like that.
No, nothing. I don't think so. He'd be like, hey, thanks for not messing that up. That would be the kind of backhanded compliment.
Yeah, that'd be the kind of shit he would pull.
Because he's a toxic dad.
Helicopter parenting is bad.
Just let your kids fuck who they want to fuck. But teach them proper sex education so they don't get pregnant or STDs.
There we go. There we go. I was wondering where I was going. You do not mention safe sex.
But you know what? Maybe don't force them to have the doors open every time they're over at your house. It kind of feels like you want to watch them have sex at that point.
Are you projecting?
No, but it is stuff I hear about.
Yeah. I didn't date in high school, so I never had this problem.
Okay, you guys can go into your room, but keep the door open. I'm like,
by the time I started dating, I was in college. I could close my door.
Yeah. Strange. I don't know. I feel like it's so weird when parents like really like monitor their kids' sex life. As someone that doesn't plan to be a dad, if I were a dad, the last thing I'd want to be is involved in my kids' sex life.
Like, I am very, like, I don't know about children in my down the line because, you know, I don't know what the fuck's going on. Gonna go all of my life. But, like, if I did have a kid or adopted a kid, I wouldn't be, like, constantly checking in on what's going on in their personal life. I'd just be like, do you have a friend over? Are you gonna go hang on your room? Okay, just be safe, okay?
Yeah, I think the most I would do is I would put condoms in their Christmas stockings as a joke, and then they just have them.
My sister was an RA in college, and she had a bowl outside of the room that she stayed in, and she put a sign above it. It's called Candy and Condoms. And she's very proud of that pun.
Either way, wear a condom, kids.
Children, no. If you have safe sex, everybody.
Yeah, have safe sex, children.
Just have safe sex. If you want to have sex, be safe. That's the summary.
Yeah. And maybe make sure you know the guy, because you don't want your first time to be with a dick bag.
Yeah. If you want that, that's fine. I respect your choices. Just still be safe no matter what. So
yeah.
Your first time can happen whatever you want.
Platonic parents here.
Oh, God.
I'm the mom. She's the dad. We're your platonic parents. So
I am wearing a flannel. So.
Yeah. And I am. What do moms wear? I am wearing a nightie.
Yes, he's wearing a nightie.
I'm wearing a long nightgown that looks like a Victorian child.
Yeah, it's giving weird, uncomfortable energy.
Yeah, I'm also holding a candle, but like one of the ones that also has like a handle.
Yeah, he's been holding this candle the whole time. And
the wax is dripping down my hand. Like, it's burning a little bit.
His hand is burning. The thing he does for art.
Yeah, you gotta do it to be the mom in the house. These are the things the mom has to do.
And I just have to drink too much coffee.
Yeah. So Varian doesn't get help from Rapunzel. I didn't understand why he didn't. Like, her thing was, like, wait till my parents get back, and then now they're back, and I guess he just didn't get help.
Yeah, I think he... Villain origin story.
Villain origin story. Gotta go evil.
Jeremy Jordan's gonna be evil, guys.
Yeah, just like in Adam Wachter's Tarrytown, Jeremy Jordan is evil.
All these episodes are connected.
It's all connected. Like, somehow we're getting back to
Shit Nigga Dude. Adam Wachter will get mentioned.
But no matter what, Adam Wachter is the king of kings.
He is. He really is, though.
All right, Liz.
Met the man, and he is my king.
Yes. I got to get on another Patreon meetup. Yes, we got to talk about the song. So she has the song, I Got This, right? Yeah, I've got this.
Yeah, I got the same chick. It's like the song from the first movie where she's listing things that happened, but it's better.
Yeah, it's better, and it's got more at stake, to be honest.
Yeah, like the kingdom is complaining, and then she tries to fix, and she's like, "Yeah, it's good." And then the next day they come back, just like, "But Rapunzel, the problems are still here."
Yeah, and then you've got "Let Me Make You Proud" and the Reprise, which are Jeremy Jordan's songs, where he's just
village and origin story.
Yeah, but also it feels very similar to Proud of Your Boy, which was a cut song from Aladdin, but then the Proud Boys then made it their title because that's a real thing. They got that from an Alan Menken, Howard Ashman song, the Proud Boys from.
Are you fucking...
No, go to Wikipedia. I need you to see this and see this for yourself. Google
my
Proud
mouse
Boy.
Is very loud, and so is my keyboard, so
that's
I apologize
okay.
for
that's
your
okay.
audio mixing later on.
What audio mixing?
That's true. Oh my god, they got it from Proud of Your Boy from Aladdin.
Isn't that crazy? Isn't that the most insane shit? Like, I tell people that and they think that I make it up. They are like, no, Jesse, that's stupid. I'm like, yeah, it's stupid. Google it, fucker.
This is really ironic considering what these types of people are now doing when they talk about Disney. So, because they're calling Disney just a bunch of stuff I'm not going to say.
Groomers. Like, I don't think people know what that word means.
No, they don't. It's like how people don't know what gaslight means.
Yeah.
And they just throw it on everything.
One of my favorite things about Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, I was watching the bloopers, is when you told me that this was happening, that was ghostlighting. I think you mean gaslighting. See, there it is.
Was that Vincent Rodriguez the third?
Yeah.
Makes sense.
I don't know if that was improv or a different variation of the script, but that was very funny.
I used to watch the bloopers all the time.
I still do. Those bloopers are great.
Oh, you know, especially it's the season 2 blooper where she gets the makeover and her hair is falling out. And they show you the reverse angle of some dude just standing behind Rachel Bloop throwing hair at Donna.
Yeah, that was the prop master. He was the star of all 4 of those season bloopers.
Yeah, if you read the description, he's the top person. Rachel Bloom lists as a prevalent person in the bloopers.
Hard agree. It's beautiful. I love Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. We should just
watch that instead of the Gilded Age.
But we love garbage.
I know, but I like quality.
Yeah, we got 3 seasons of Tangled to get through.
That's true.
We chugged through season 1 pretty well.
We did. We're chugging. It helped that 2 episodes are taken care of very quickly.
Yes. Well,
Let Me Proud was a good song.
Yeah.
This is also a good song.
Yeah, Alan Menken, good songwriter.
Alan Menken is a good songwriter. Controversial opinion.
Yeah, a guy who has too many Oscars, so much that the Oscars said he's not allowed to be nominated anymore. Yeah, he might be a pretty good songwriter if you think about it.
Yeah.
You ever wonder why Disney's not hiring Alan Menken to write songs anymore? That's why.
More Oscars. Let's just hire Lin. Let's have him write all the songs ever.
Well, he's yet to win them an Oscar, so.
I know, but he got close.
Billie Eilish, a literal infant, beat him.
Bond themes always win.
I don't even like the Bond themes.
Bond themes are never good, but they always fucking win.
Live and Let Die is the only good Bond theme.
Oh, Live and Die is a great Bond theme.
Yeah, because Paul McCartney is much more than just, you know, a flash in the pan songwriter.
Also, that song is just good outside of itself.
It doesn't sound like a Bond theme. It sounds just like a really cool song. Blip, 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 blip. I played it in band once. I was not good.
Oh, God.
What are your overall thoughts on these episodes and your cheese rating?
I like both these episodes. I mean, I love me some Jane Krakowski, so I love her. And next episode, it's the action's good. It's very tense.
Yeah, it's better Tangled sequel than...
It's really good Frozen sequel.
Yeah, it's a really, really good Frozen sequel.
Yeah, even Pascal almost dies. So.
Yeah, oh fuck yeah, I forgot. Like, because they have to go,
the tiny
machine.
Lizard almost dies.
Yeah.
Person I thought would die.
Pascal?
Yeah.
It would be great if they would actually kill someone by the end of the show. Like someone important, like Eugene. And we don't explain why he gets married later.
It's just a body count. He's a ghost.
She brings him back to life with her hair.
Yeah, with her crying again. It wasn't her hair, it was her tears.
Wait, in the Frozen short where they get married, does she have the golden hair or the dark brown hair?
Brown hair. So this takes place in between, so she will get her brown hair back.
That's interesting.
Yeah, because she has short hair in the Tangled short.
I like her better with the brown hair, just because I like brunettes better in general aesthetically.
Brunettes, but I'm a brunette, so.
Yeah, and also I just think the pixie cut worked better, and the long hair just looks unwieldy and uncomfortable.
Yeah, like, it must be hard to animate. Like, what are the physics of a giant braid on someone's back?
Yeah, I mean, you make it once, and then you can just fucking puppet rig it.
Yeah, but, like, you have to think about the physics of that. Like, how does it go?
I do want to say the animation really felt stepped up in the Queen for a Day thing, where the facial, like, when Rapunzel thinks Pascal's dead, her face, I actually freeze-framed it, like...
Heartbroken.
Yeah, it was great.
Like, that's when I was sad. I was just like, wait, is he actually gonna die?
Man, I wish this Disney TV show for babies would kill some people.
Oh, God.
That's how I felt when I watched Livin' Maddie, too.
People die in Liv and Maddie. It's a sitcom about twins in high school.
I want one of the twins to die and then her to deal with the emotional trauma of having half of her taken away.
Oh, God. Don't put Duff Cameron through that.
I think that's a good pitch. Have you ever seen Hereafter starring Matt Damon, a Clint Eastwood film?
No. Where,
God, it's so weird. So Matt Damon can talk to the dead and... like, he's just kind of a B character and other people walk in. Like, he's got this crush thing with Bryce Dallas Howard. He's like, yeah, I got this thing where I can talk to dead people. She's like, try it on me. And it's like the most sure thing I've ever seen in a movie where she's like so into him. And then he tells her some horrible trauma about what her dad did to her. And then she just leaves him forever.
Oh, God. He's Hereafter is one word. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, it's from 2010. What the
hell? I saw this in theaters. There was nothing else. I wanted to see a movie. Has a really cool flood scene at the beginning.
I've seen this poster. I didn't watch the movie.
But there is a twin in there, and the final like buildup of the scenes is him, the little boy twin, coming to meet Matt Damon and talk to his twin brother again.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And I'm like, that's what we need for Liv and Maddie.
He's a reluctant psychic.
Reluctant psychic. That would have been a better title than Hereafter.
Reluctant psychic. I would have seen that.
Yeah, that sounds like a fun night movie.
Reluctant psychic sounds like a bad sitcom, though.
The reluctant psychic. I'll solve this mystery.
Well, I guess I'll solve the murder.
Isn't that kind of like Pushing Daisies? A reluctant psychic.
A reluctant dead person. Speak to dead person.
Pushing Daisies had like the best premise on the planet, and I feel bad that the writer's strike caused it to be canceled.
Yeah, it was such a good show.
Kristen Chenoweth again. Raul Esparza.
Rahul.
Oh, Rahul. All right, what's your cheese rating on these two episodes?
I'm going to give episode 15 a cheese muffin.
Ooh, ooh.
Because muffin tops are all that whole grain low fat. And I just want to dance. I'm going to give episode 16/17, if you go on Disney Plus. It's very confusing. I'm gonna give that frozen cheese.
Ooh, just cheese that you kept in the freezer?
Yeah, you kept it in too long and it got real frozen. You can't eat it though.
Yeah, you gotta wait for it to thaw a little
bit. It's gonna be a little watery when it thaws. You can just melt it, it's fine.
Yeah, that's fair. What would I give the first one? I guess I want to give it a muffin top too. But maybe I should do something more original.
You could give it a cheese corn muffin.
What was she in Kimmy Schmidt? Is there anything I can tie back to Kimmy Schmidt? Does anyone remember that show?
She was a secret Native American, so maybe not.
Maybe not.
Do this, do Schmigadoon connection. Do that one.
I'm just gonna give it like a slice of regular cheddar cheese because fuck, it was a good alright episode, you know, it was fine. And for Queen for a Day, I'm giving it a beautiful charcuterie board made at the Cheese Queen 412.
Is that another Michigan thing?
No, it's just a cheese queen.
Ah, amazing.
And she was queen for a day. She was not the cheese queen for a day, sadly enough.
No, who was the cheese queen?
The cheese queen is probably Jenna Maroney.
Probably.
That show has
Rachel Dratch Jenna Maroney, not Jane Krakowski Jenna Maroney.
Janet Joppler?
Janet Joppler is what it's called.
Yeah, the rural juror.
The rural juror.
I know my 30 Rock quotes.
Stop. Hey, Five, stop talking. A 10 is speaking.
All right. We'll see you next time on Patreon with Cheese.
Bye-bye.
I got the wind in my hair and the song in my heart.
God damn it, Jess. You're going to suck my head for a day again.
Oh, I got my sunshine open wide.
That never gets sick in my head.
It does as soon as it plays at the end of the episode, and because I forget it exists until the end of the episode comes, and I'm like, oh shit, yeah, this one. Party in the USA, but not Party in the USA. Got
Alan Menken's.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Know that I've disappointed you. Still, though, whatever it takes, I'm gonna fix it. Just watch me.
just you wait. I'll make it up to you. If it's the last thing I am.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah. Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.